July 18th, 1917. The soul who lives in the divine will lives in Jesus and at His expense. Continuing in my usual state, I was trying to pour all of myself into the holy will of Jesus, and I prayed Him to pour all of Himself into me in such a way that I would no longer feel myself, but the whole of Jesus. And Blessed Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, when the soul lives in my will, and everything she does in my volition, I feel her everywhere. I feel her in my mind, and her thoughts flow within mine. And as I diffuse the life of intelligence in the creatures, she diffuses herself together with me in the minds of the creatures. And as she sees me being offended, she feels my pain. I feel her in my heartbeat. Even more, I feel one heartbeat for two inside my heart. And as my love pours into creatures, she pours herself together with me, and she loves with me. And if I am not loved, she loves me for all, to requite me in love, and she consoles me. In my desires, I feel the desire of the soul who lives in my will. In my works, I feel hers, in everything. Therefore, one can say that she lives at my expense. And I, my love, you do everything by yourself and do not need the creature. Why then do you love so much that the creature live in your will and of your will?" And Jesus, "Indeed, I have need of nothing, and I do everything by myself. But love, in order to have life, wants its outpouring. Imagine a sun, which has no need of light. It is sufficient for itself and for others. But still, since there are other little lights, even though it does not need them, it wants them within itself for company, to pour itself out and to enlarge the little lights. What wrong would the little lights not do if they refused? Ah, my daughter, when the will is alone, it is always sterile. Love, when isolated, languishes and dies down. And I love the creature so much that I want her united with my will, so as to render her fecund, to give her life of love. Then do I find my outpouring, because I created the creature only to pour myself out in love, for nothing else. And therefore, this is all my commitment.